Oh. Oh. I guess I can't. Brothers and sisters, I'm standing here on faith and trying to have strength. This is hard and none of us was prepared for this, but I just feel like I got an opportunity, so I'm trying to say about my mother. I just don't know what to say, but all she did, she had four kids, and I was the only girl. But she always said, she had all of us at home. And she never went to the hospital till she had to have her heart surgery. She never was in the hospital. She had all of us at home. She said she sung us in to the world. She was there for us no matter what. I just thank God for that, because she gave us the pattern and the way, because sometimes all you need is one good parent. And that's what hurts me so bad, when you see a child that both of the parents are unbalanced. You know what I mean? I have nothing but praises to give her for what she gave me and all of our family, all of us. You know, you couldn't bother with her hands. You know, don't bother with her, you know, her little bitties. I mean, don't bother with them. And she just was a graceful woman. When she was happy, she was happy. When she was mad, she was mad. But I just thank God for, because I don't know where we had a family full of people. She had about five or six sisters. And I just always prayed that my mama always was there for us, because I didn't want to be in nobody's hands that I knew in the family. And she did. She stuck with us through everything. And at the end, she was asked to go to a funeral to sing. And the doctor had requested that she don't sing because of her heart trouble. And so, but she loved singing. That was just a joy for her. And she got up to sing at this cousin friend's funeral, sat down, and that's when she went to be home with the Lord. So I'm just so thankful. It was just so much happened to me, and I'll never forget 2003. Never. I was trying to get my last child graduated from high school, and I felt like I was graduating. Out of five children, I felt I was graduating. My daughter came home and said, "Mama, I'm expecting." I said, "Oh God, I'm gonna start over again." I was happy that I know she needed me from the life that she was in. And then my other daughter said, "Mama, I'm finna get married." So I had everything happening that year, and a month before she got married, my mother passed. So I just thank God for, you know, that you have to look at the good. You have to look at the great memories and just treasure them. Don't go over to the bad ones, because the bad ones are just, it'll destroy you. So I just had to stand up and say something for Mother's
Day. Amen. And when she said her mother sung them in the world, that means when she was giving birth, she was singing.